Today, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling on the House Democratic Committee chairs to draft articles of impeachment against President Trump. This comes after hearings in the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees the past weeks. And to find out what's next, we turn next to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and check in with Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who sits on the Intelligence Committee. Congresswoman, thanks for being with us this afternoon. I know you work very closely with the Speaker, and I'd like to start by asking you to weigh in on her evolution vis-a-vis impeachment. She was not one of those Democrats initially calling for this.
No, she wasn't, Jeff and Patty, and it's great to be with you. She really felt that even after the Mueller report was completed, that it was not the right time. And it wasn't until this particular phone call by the president where he actually commits a crime of bribery that all of that changed. And as we did more of the investigation and found out, not only did he make that phone call, but then he withheld $400 million from the Ukrainian people that had already been approved by Congress and had been determined by the Department of Defense that they have met all of the goals relative to anti-corruption efforts, and he still held it. And he held it intentionally until Mr. Zelensky was going to go on TV and say publicly that he was going to do an investigation specifically on Burisma and Biden. It wasn't good enough to say investigation. It had to be on Burisma and Biden.
What are your thoughts in terms of the articles of impeachment about whether they will include allegations related to the Mueller probe involving Russia?
So, Patty, I don't know if they will. Certainly, the Mueller report made it very clear that there was evidence for obstruction of justice. There were 10 counts in which Bob Mueller and his attorneys found that there was sufficient evidence to charge for obstruction of justice, but they withheld doing so because of the Department of Justice guidelines that say you cannot indict a sitting president. So it certainly could be part of the impeachment articles. I think more likely the fact that the president has prevented 12 people within his administration who have been subpoenaed by the Intelligence Committee, he has prevented them from speaking. We have subpoenaed documents from the Department of State and the Department of Defense and the White House. None of those documents have been forthcoming. There is clear evidence that in this specific case, there's a complete cover-up and that the president is obstructing Congress.
Congresswoman, I'm going to venture to say that here in the Bay Area, your constituents are largely behind you here, but you have colleagues in Congress who are going to be facing some serious political pressure for their support of impeachment. Talk about that pressure and whether or not you see that leading to any defections.
So, Jeff, I'd say that, as the Speaker has said, that this is an issue where you will vote your conscience. This is not about politics at this point. I mean, the truth of the matter is, if this is allowed to go on, if this is going to be acceptable behavior, that the president, as he puts it, can do anything he wants under Article 2, there's really no need for a Congress anymore, because he has basically usurped the powers of Congress and the checks and balances have eroded. So we're no longer living in a democracy. We're living in a despotic regime. And I think that that's how people have to look at it. Are you willing to say that moving forward, any president can do this and do it with impunity and not be subject to checks and balances? That is a recipe for an autocrat.
Thank you. We always appreciate your time. Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee.